From Spark and Anvil and Quillspell, this is Cadence in Chapter 1 of the Quillspell cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Cadence is a drummer. She literally carries a small hand drum, a round wooden frame about the size of a dinner plate, with a tightly stretched leather drum head. She wears it on a leather strap over her left shoulder. She can play it with her right hand or with a small wooden mallet kept in a pocket of her tunic. The drum has, over the years, developed a soft, worn quality in the leather, where her hand most often strikes. It is, by all Academy accounts, the most used teaching prop in the Quillspell Academy. Cadence teaches syllable rhythm. Syllable rhythm is the rules for dividing words into syllables for spelling. English has several such rules. VC/CV, between two consonants split. But, ter, pen, sill, win, do. V/CV, after a long vowel, split before the consonant. Pi, lit, tie, ger, mu, zik. VC/V, after a short vowel, split after the consonant. Cab, in, lim, on, wag, on. And several others for affixes. Re, place, unhappy, hap, pi, nis. The rules are useful for spelling. Once you can break a word into syllables, you can spell each syllable separately and combine them. The strategy reduces a long word to a sequence of short, manageable pieces. The rules are also useful for reading, for guessing the pronunciation of an unfamiliar word. But Cadence's specialty is spelling. She teaches by drumming. This was her own innovation. Cadence, whose given name is Lear, an old Welsh-derived name meaning sea, her parents had liked the sound. The name is treated as a generic family-given name without cultural attribution claim. Grew up in a musical family. Her mother was a fiddler who played at country dances. Her father was a drummer. Lear had been raised on rhythm. She had learned to count beats before she could read. She had understood, by 4, that music had a pulse and that the pulse could be marked with a drum beat. When she was 12, Lear encountered syllable division at school. The teacher had been trying to explain that syllabification was syllabification. The teacher had marked the syllables with slashes on the board. Syllabification. Lear had stared at the board and had said immediately and without thinking, tap, 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 tap. The teacher had said, what? Lear had said, you divided the word into 6 syllables. That is 6 beats. You can tap them out. Tap, 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 tap. The word has a rhythm. Once you hear the rhythm, the syllable divisions are obvious. The teacher had paused. The teacher had then drummed her fingers on the desk. Tap, 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 tap. The teacher had said, yes, that is exactly the rhythm. I have been teaching syllabification for 10 years. I have never thought of it as drumming. Have you considered teaching? Lear had not. She had thought about becoming a musician like her parents, but the teacher's question had stayed with her. By 15, she had decided she would teach syllable rhythm through drumming. The two disciplines, music and spelling, were, she had come to think, the same discipline applied to different materials. She had walked to the Quillspell Academy when she was 19. She had brought her father's old hand drum. He had retired from performance and had given it to her as a parting gift. She had been interviewed by Lex. The interview had been largely percussive. Lex had given Lear a list of words to drum the syllable rhythm of, and Lear had drummed all of them correctly, including the famously tricky anti-disestablishmentarianism, 11 beats, which Lear had drummed cleanly with her father's drum at a steady but quickening pace. Lex had appointed her immediately. Lex had said, take your academic name, Cadence, for the rhythm. You will teach by drumming. The hand drum will be your tool. That was 13 years ago. Cadence has been the Academy's syllable rhythm teacher ever since. In her classroom, she begins every first day lesson the same way. She unslings the drum from her shoulder. She places it on her left forearm. She taps it 3 times, slowly. Tap, tap, tap. The children quiet down. Then she taps it 6 times in a clear rhythm. Tap, 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 tap. She turns to the class. She says, "That was 6 beats, 6 syllables, syllabification. Listen as I say the word and watch as I drum each syllable. Sil, tap, lab, tap, I, tap, thi, tap, ka, tap, shun, tap. 6 syllables, 6 beats. Once you can hear the beats, you can divide the word."
She demonstrates with several more words. Butter, 2 beats. Pencil, 2 beats. Window, 2 beats. Cabin, 2 beats. Lemon, 2 beats. Wagon, 2 beats. Pilot, 2 beats. Music, 2 beats. Saturday, 3 beats. Wonderful, 3 beats. Beautiful, 3 beats. Caterpillar, 4 beats. Celebration, 4 beats. International, 5 beats. Syllabification, 6 beats. Anti-disestablishmentarianism, 11 beats. She drums this one for fun. The children always cheer. The children always find this electrifying. They had thought syllabification was a dry rule. Cadence is showing them that it is a rhythm and that rhythms can be heard, felt, drummed. When children ask whether syllable rhythm is hard to learn, Cadence always says the same thing while drumming the rhythm. It is not hard. Tap. It is rhythm. Tap, tap. Hear the beats. Tap, tap, tap. Divide the word. Tap, 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 tap. Spell each syllable. Tap, 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 tap. Combine. Tap, 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 tap. That is everything about syllabification. She still carries the drum. The children sometimes ask to drum a word themselves. She always lets them. She has, over 13 years, handed the drum to perhaps 4,000 children and let each of them drum 1 word. The drum is by now very worn. She is quietly beginning to worry about needing a replacement. Her father, who is now elderly, has offered to make her a new one. She has not yet accepted. The old drum, she says, still has the rhythm in it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Cadence. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.